As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done. Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back. Unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the bat for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves. The program all about your money, your business, and your life.
You guys talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW. 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Thank you very much. Thank you, and welcome to the one talk show in America that helps you make better money moves. The Ray Lucia program, that's me, and I'm here to help you out. If you want to call, 844-RAY-SHOW is the number. Emails at raylucia.com. Click on the Ask Ray button. It's RAYLUCIA.com. There's no H in there, and you know why.
Forget about it.
How retirees can stretch their portfolio assets, according to Morningstar. Well, according to me, I've got some interesting information I want to share with you on this subject, which I'll get to momentarily. But it has a lot to do with annuitized income, but that doesn't necessarily mean purchasing an annuity. We'll get into that a little bit later. Don't waste your time chasing returns or selecting the best money managers. Research affiliates is warning investors that the past is not prologue. I agree with that. I'll tell you about that. Is the U.S. due for a recession? I'll tell you about that as well. But I start today with this. I got an email, and I apologize. I cannot remember the fellow's name. He said, Ray, the other day you talked about the four L's of retirement income planning, but you didn't get deep into it. You just rattled them off. Okay? Sit back, folks. Relax. Here we go. The four L's of retirement income. This, according to Wade Fowle on Forbes a while ago. Longevity, lifestyle, legacy, and liquidity. I'm sure there are more L's or X's or Y's or R's or whatever of retirement income planning, but allow me for our fine emailer to get into this a little bit. First, longevity. Now, last hour, I was talking a little bit about longevity and how the magic of compounding has literally changed everything in science and in life. And the compounding, and I was telling the story about, you know, how, you know, if you had, you know, 50 megabytes once upon a time, that was a good deal. And now you can have like 40 terabytes or whatever. And they went through this example of compounding. And we've talked about examples of compound interest over time, how if you leave it alone for a long time, you'll make money. Well, when we talk about longevity, it's got that same kind of magical compounding in terms of how long we might live. So as an example, a healthy couple today might get to their 90s fairly easily, 40 or 50% chance of making it to age 90, a 25% chance of nearly getting to age 100, that one of them at least will. But if you're 60 today, that's 30, 40 years from now. What's going to happen to longevity over the next 40 years? Will there be that same kind of compounding? I suspect so. I suspect so. So when we talk about longevity goals, it's making sure that your income is sustainable for as long as you're around. Because legacy goals don't really matter that much. If you die broke, there won't be a legacy. And if you go broke 10 or 15 years before you die, those last 10 or 15 years, which are supposed to be joyous years, you're watching your grandkids and your great-grandkids grow up, and hopefully you've taken care of yourself and you've got the right health care in place and long-term care in place. But if you don't and you don't have money, it could be an ugly time in one's life when you don't want it. And certainly your kids and your grandkids don't want that to be an ugly time in your life. So we talk about sustainability. And I'm going to get into that in our next segment on why I think everyone ought to own either rental property that ultimately is fully paid for in retirement, or annuities that give you guaranteed monthly income for as long as you live. Because as I have mentioned on this program before, with an annuity or a rental property where you get to keep raising rents over time, if it's fully paid for, you can set up a sinking fund for repairs and so forth, but you'll have income that will outlast you, and you'll still be able to leave that income behind to your heirs. So I'll get to that. Longevity. The next one's lifestyle. How do you want to live your life in retirement? Now, some people blow through a whole bunch of money early in retirement, but then tend to slow down over time. Others retire in a less expensive area. I might get a chance to tell you about where the best areas are to retire. I've got something on that. Don't know if I can get to it today. But spending will drive literally everything. If you are a disciplined spender in retirement, then you likely will be able to leave a legacy behind, because human nature will drive your spending lower as you age. We just naturally slow down. Remember, we have discussed this. You have the go-go years, the first 10 years of retirement, where your spending might actually increase a tiny bit, maybe even at the rate of inflation. I doubt it, but maybe so. So that's the go-go decade. Then there's the slow-go decade, that next decade, perhaps from, 75 to 85. And that's where you slow down and start to slow down quite substantially. And then post that decade, it's the no-go. So you have the go-go decade, the slow-go decade, and the no-go decade. The no-go is where you're probably not going anywhere. You're not spending a lot of money on expensive vacations and lavish gifts and new homes and vacation residences and all the stuff that we dream about in retirement, because our health is declining as we age. We just want to mellow out. And the scientists have studied this, and that's basically how it goes. Your spending early on and your investing early on in retirement can dictate a lot of this. Too much risk, you face a sequence problem. Not enough risk, you face a deficit problem in terms of running out of money. So lifestyle will dictate a lot, not only in retirement, but before retirement. Again, if one were to ask me of some of the regrets that I have, it's because in many instances, I over spent on my kids and my grandkids and so forth. And it's not really a regret, because in many instances I was buying memories, which is far more valuable, at least to me, than a bigger bank account. But certainly we all need to control our spending, and likewise our disciplined saving. Legacy, you know, what financial impact do you want to leave for your family and your heirs? For Jeannie and I, that's important. We want to pass on as much as we possibly can to our kids and our grandkids. We happen to live in an area where, I mean, a $1 million house is a starter home for many people, being a little bit facetious, but not much. Not much. So a legacy, how do you manage your assets? Do you maintain life insurance earmarked specifically for those legacy goals so that you can end up spending the rest of your money? These are planning opportunities for individuals. And then finally, and perhaps most importantly, liquidity. Are you prepared for emergencies or opportunities with an ample supply of liquidity? Now with reverse mortgages, competitively priced reverse mortgages, we have access to new liquidity that we didn't have 10 or 20 years ago. Those are the four L's and my elaboration on the four L's of retirement income planning. All right, when we come back, stretching your assets. How do you do it? I'll explain you when we come back on the Ray Lucia program. Don't go away.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Time changes everything. For me, becoming a single father of two young kids, it changed my ability to use my timeshare. The frustration of not being able to use it was compounded by annual maintenance fees that nearly tripled over a three-year period. I was desperate to get out. After searching online for sell my timeshare or get out of my timeshare, it just looked like one scam after another. I needed a real, permanent, and legitimate way to get out of this for good. I'm Brandon Reed, the founder of Timeshare Exit Team. We will get you out of the timeshare you can't use or can't afford anymore. We get people out safely, legally, and permanently. We are more successful because we have more solutions. Schedule a free consultation to review your ownership situation and find the best strategy for you. If we can't get you out, we will give you a full refund. Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Call 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112.
Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
We are perfectionists. We do it right and don't stop until the job is done. We build commercial zero-turn mowers with maneuverability, power, and comfort. Who are we? We are Kubota. Now, during our More Power to You sales event, you can get long-term financing as low as 0% APR on new commercial-grade Z700 series mowers.
For more information or to find a participating dealer, go to Kubota.com.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Biz Talk Radio.
In retirement. Morningstar's take on this by Christine Venn. She talks about, you know, real estate and Social Security and business ownership, annuities, home ownership, reverse mortgages, life insurance, etc. I wanted to pick on one and talk about real estate ownership. As you know, I've discussed many times on this program, but perhaps not in this detail. I've got my calculator right here. So I'm going to do some calcs on the spot for you. So, and I'm looking at an area very near me. So this is going to not be relatable to most people, but these are numbers that I think are fairly reliable. So you have a couple, you know, in their, you know, 30s or 40s, and they want to get a rental property. They've come up with $100,000 for a rental. I'm making these numbers up, that they can put as a down payment. And that wouldn't be all that hard if, you know, they both had decent jobs and were contributing to 401ks. They could literally take that $100,000 in a couple of years just by shorting their 401k. And I know somebody's going to freak out when they hear that, but allow me, if I may, to continue. Because my theme here is annuitizing income. Remember last segment we talked about longevity and longevity risk. And the best way to mitigate longevity risk, the best way to mitigate sequence of returns risk, is to have enough guaranteed income or near guaranteed income that flows in retirement that's not subject to the sequence risk of the market going potentially down. Isn't that what many retirees are worried about today? They've made 15% a year for the past 7-8 years. And if the market drops by 30, 40, 50% on the precipice of their retirement date, that's a problem. Because they're calculating their 4 or 5% withdrawal based on the value of their retirement funds. If it's $2 million, they say, well, I can take $100,000 out. But if that drops to $1 million tomorrow, they can only take $50,000 out. How does a retiree modify their lifestyle that much? That's called sequence risk. So let's talk about, you know, an area that I'm familiar with. You can probably buy a rental home, a nice one, for around $800,000. You put $100,000 down. I'm making these numbers up. You have a $700,000 mortgage by the time you pay your property taxes and insurance and a few repairs. You got a $4,300 nut. maybe you can get $3,500, $3,600 a month rent. I know people in the Midwest are freaking out right now because nobody pays that kind of money for rent. But in my neighborhood, you do. So there you go. San Diego, it's not just my neighborhood, by the way. It's Southern California. That's why it's one of the most expensive places on the planet. But just follow me here. So you're losing $800 a month in negative cash flow. I don't like that. I would much prefer break even. But I'm illustrating this to make a point. So you reduce your 401k contributions by, call it, $800 a month. So you're shorting yourself in your own retirement by $100,000 plus $800 a month. But remember, your rents go up by a couple of percent, inflation, over the course of the next 13, 15 years. So let's just pretend that over the next 13 years, you get to a break even. You've been able to raise rents enough to mitigate the cost, because remember, your 30-year fixed rate loan isn't going up, so the biggest part of your expenses aren't going up, but your gross rents are. And your gross rents going up over 13 years, let me just do it real quick. If you're running for $3,500 a month, and you can raise those rents by, call it, 2.5% per year, 13 years later, you're collecting $4,800 per month. Should be enough to take care of repairs and a little bit higher property tax bill and so forth. So then you're break even, and from that point forward, you're in the positive, right? As a matter of fact, 30 years from now, you'll have the house paid for. What will its value be? Well, let's take a look. If I bought it for $800,000 and it went up at 2.5% over 30 years, I have a property worth about $1.7 million. Now, remember, I've got $100,000 invested, and I lost money for the first, call it, 13 years. All right. So how much did I lose? Maybe $8,000 a year, $8,000 a year for 13 years. If I can earn 6% of my money, that's $160,000. That $160,000 over the next 17 years at 6% is worth $430,000. Wow. My $100,000 for 30 years, and I'm doing this on the fly, folks, at 6%, is worth about $600,000. So call it all in, the value of my 401k plan would be about $1,000,001, notwithstanding some of the tax benefits that I got. But remember, that money's going to come out taxable. I also have tax benefits on the real estate side, so I'm leaving both of them on the sidelines. Again, this is a very cursory review. $1,000,001 versus $1,007,000. But that's not what matters in this discussion. Let's talk about rents. If I'm renting for $3,500 a month today, 30 years from now, at 2.5% increases, I'm renting for $7,300 a month, or $88,000, almost $90,000 per year in income coming from my rental property. And all I've got is some property taxes to pay and a few repairs. Even if it's 20 or 30%, I'm still putting $50,000-$60,000 a year in my pocket. In addition to my Social Security, which between my wife and I could be another $40,000 or $50,000 a year, I've got a guaranteed income, guaranteed in quotes, inflation adjusted, of about $100,000 per year. And all I did was short my 401k contributions on a declining basis for 10 or 15 years. By the 15th year, I'm in the positive cash flow. beyond what I've been putting into my 401k, and I have an asset worth at least 50% more than my 401k would have been worth either way. Now, again, you can play with the math any way you want to. What I'm suggesting to you is $1,000,001 buying an annuity gets you a gross of $66,000, and the $1,007,000 real estate gets you a gross of $90,000, about 50% more income.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done. Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back. Unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Biz Talk Radio.
Show, bringing you the best in money information. We're talking today about diversifying income sources in retirement. We know if you've got a pension, you're golden. But most people don't. They have 401k plans, and they're responsible to pensionize their own income. And I brought up in the last segment how perhaps I might rethink the whole business of, quote, maxing out the 401k plan. In particular, now that the tax rates are a little bit lower and likely to be that way for the at least foreseeable future. I know in, 2025 they're supposed to change back, but I doubt that that's going to happen unless the Democrats get in. Then it's likely to happen. Don't email me on that. That was a joke. All right. So I talked about the fact that an individual, maybe a husband and wife that are maxing out their 401ks, maybe what they might consider doing is just cutting them back a little bit, even if it meant having a negative cash flow on their investment property. Now, I'm not professing that anyone go negative. I helped my son-in-law buy two homes in Texas, in Austin, Texas. Oh, golly, it's probably almost 15 years ago now. And I don't think he's pocketed much money at all. He put a little bit of money down, financed them. He's got 15 years left. He's what, 40 some odd years old now, 40 something? By the time this dude is 60, he's going to have two free and clear homes, probably net him $3,000 a month in retirement, and still get an inflation bump because rents go up. Anybody renting? You know that rents go up, and in some places they're going up quite precipitously. So if you think about that, so what I did, and I'll do this calculation again for individuals, I'll even make it more obtuse. Let's say you lost $8,000, make it $10,000 a year. You lost $10,000 a year for the next 15 years, and you invested that money at 6%. So you're upside down about $250,000, $246,000. Blow that up so everybody can see it, guys. They don't need to see me. There you go. See that? $246,000 and change. So if I've got $250,000 and I just let that ride for the next 15 years at 6%, I've got about $600,000. But remember, I put $100,000 down. I could have invested that money at 6% over 30 years. So that's about another $600,000. So all in the 401k, I would have $1.2 million. And I start taking an income out, maybe $60,000 a year, but that's all taxable, right? I put that money into a home that I paid $800,000 for, and the $8,000 that I lost each year, I lost for 15 years. Remember, in year 16, I'm actually making a positive cash flow in this example. But I'm assuming all of that positive cash flow goes back into the house. Like my son-in-law, he hasn't pocketed much money. Let's assume he doesn't pocket any more money for the next 15 years. But $800,000 over a 30-year period of time, if that house appreciates at the rate of 2.5% inflation, is worth $1.7 million. Of course, if he sells, there's a capital gains tax on that. But he doesn't sell. He leaves it as a rental property. And the rental property at that point, if rents go up at the rate of inflation, remember I started with $3,500 rent at 2.5% annual increases over 30 years, that's $7,341 a month or $88,000 per year of rental income. 88 grand per year. That's tantamount to having $2 million in a 401k plan. Do you see how this works? And the key is it does not correlate at all with the stock market. Nope. Correlates a little bit with the real estate market. But even then, if a person signs a lease, Jeannie and I just signed a 2-year lease because we don't want to have to think about moving for at least 2 or 3 years. You know, again, we're going to move eventually, but not until our grandkids are a little bit older. So think about that for a moment. I've got that rent locked in for 2 years, but the owner has got the best tenant on the planet, my wife, who's going to take care of this place like it's her own. And he knows he's got 100% occupancy for at least the next 2 to 3 years. Good deal for us, good deal for the owner. And that's what we call annuitized income. I almost said guaranteed income, but it is clearly not guaranteed here. It might go down in a recession. It might go up if you have inflation. But all in all, it's pretty representative of what happens when you buy a decent property. And all I did in this example was short my 401k plan, which I'm sure finance people all around the country are having a fit right now. They're probably throwing a brick at their TV. But trust me on this. It's okay to be diversified. If I shorted my 401k, I put that money into real estate where I get a depreciation deduction, I get appreciation, I get to die someday and leave it tax-free to my heirs. I've been having an ongoing conversation with one of my emailers on that. He was asking me, I went through this email the other day, he was asking me about whether he should move in to his $2.5 million property and take advantage of the tax-free sale. Well, remember, since 2009, it's no longer totally tax-free when you move into a rental property. You've got to prorate the number of years that you've owned it versus the number of years it's been a rental property since January of 2009, I believe it is. So in his case, maybe he gets $250,000 of gains tax-free. All right, well, what does that save him? 75 grand? No, an exchange of the property. And we talked about different ways to do exchanges. I brought up something called a DST, a Delaware Statutory Trust, or multiple ones where you could have broad diversification and get an income stream, maybe 5%, maybe 6%. From $2.5 million, I'll take that any day of the week instead of having to pay capital gains tax on $2.2 million, pay, I don't know, 30%, $600,000 in taxes? That's a lot of tax. $500,000, I don't know what the number is going to be. I just know this, that if he nets $1.5 million and he invests that money in a 4 or 5%, you know, place, he's going to have a lot more income coming from the $2.5 million property or properties. So this is a strategy to diversify your income sources in retirement. Think about this last thought before I get on to advisors. Don't waste your time on researching money managers. Think about buying your own home, eventually getting to the point where you buy a rental property, even if you shortchange your 401k a little bit. You have Social Security. If you're blessed, a pension at work. You have a spousal Social Security benefit. You have a paid-for property 30 years from now with rental income. And you have a home that would likely be paid for, where you can yank 30, 40, 50% out in the form of a reverse mortgage to create annuitized income. And none of that income correlates with a market crash or bottoming out of a bull market like we saw in 2008. Do you think you could be a little more disciplined as an investor? I suspect so, especially when your gap, your funding gap, has been reduced by the amount of money that you're getting on an almost guaranteed basis. So there's some food for thought for individuals. Rental property, your own home, a potential reverse mortgage, maxing out Social Security by delaying taking it. All of those interesting ways to diversify your income in retirement. I'll have to get to this research affiliates stuff either next segment and shortchange some emailers or on another program, because as usual, I blabbed a little too much. Stick around, folks. This is The Ray Lucia Show.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill unreasonable pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Biz Talk Radio.
Came to my mind. I thought I'd say that.
You make me trust you. This stuff does not.
The great Sam Kinison. Rest his soul. Hey, welcome back, folks. I didn't get a chance to get into this research affiliates business. But what's interesting about the article that I will try to talk about tomorrow is they're pretty much saying don't waste your time chasing returns or money manager performance. We've discussed this before, but Research Affiliates actually has the research on this. Now, they happen to be the granddaddy, if you will, of so-called smart beta funds. Now, guys like Bogle and others don't seem to like smart beta, but they have some interesting stats on that, where their, you know, propeller head quants get together and look at different aspects of the markets and then adjust the portfolio based on certain strategies. And they theoretically have been able to demonstrate, at least on a computer program, that there's an outperformance potential there. Again, none of this is cast in cement, and I wouldn't do it unless you have an advisor that has really studied this stuff or can demonstrate consistency over a very long time period, which would be pretty hard because smart beta hadn't been around that long. Anyway, hit the email thing, guys.
Oh, yeah.
All right, and I just got one on Delaware statutory trusts. I was talking about those. It's basically a trust set up to where you can participate in real estate with an undivided interest, almost like a tenant in common. But because you can go in with, quote, fractional shares, you're able to do multiple ones and diversify your holdings. Your advisors should know about these, but if they don't, shoot me an email and I'll send you a better explanation. Craig. Hello, Ray. I'm a 32-year-old male. Well, thank you. I don't know too many females named Craig, but it could be. And trying to figure out where to begin to from complete scratch about the stock market and or financial advice. I watch your show just about every day, so I know you don't give stock market advice. My question is, could you point me in the right direction? I don't have any startup money right now. But when I get it, I don't want to invest in a get-rich-quick scheme. Can you help a brother out? By the way, nice watch. Oh, that guy's got a pretty good TV set if he can see my watch. Craig, listen, you're 32. You got plenty of time. Now, when I talk about the stock market, I am using the broad stock market as the proxy. I'm not talking about Google and Facebook and Netflix and Apple and Microsoft and all the stocks that you know about and everybody knows about. Picking individual stocks is a really good way to go broke quick. Because as I started out on the program, the first hour of this show, I talked extensively about behavior. And rather than read books, Craig, on investing in the stock market and all of the tools and techniques of trying to pick the best money managers or triple tops and bottoms and channels and wedges and market timing, I would read books and do research on investor behavior. Buying and holding, read books on diversification, on rebalancing, on retirement income strategies, on tax planning. That's where you're going to gain the most benefit. Learning how to trade stocks is probably a good way to send you to the poorhouse. Listen, even the best money managers have a difficult time beating the market, trading stocks and options and all the sexy stuff. But I can tell you this from personal experience. If you know about real estate, if you know about mutual funds and managed portfolios, if you know about retirement planning and tax treatment, if you know about saving and 401ks and matching contributions and IRAs and Roths and Social Security, if you know all that stuff, and that'll take you a long time to learn, then how you invest will become less relevant. And I shouldn't say how you invest, but the specific products in terms of money managers or stocks that you buy will become far less relevant. Thanks for the email, Craig. Brad, I've enjoyed your show and I have a short question. It's a pretty long email, though. My wife and I have just retired and want to convert our traditional IRAs to Roths. We will have taxable income of about $57,000 from Social Security, assuming 85% is taxable, a pension, and ordinary dividends and interest. I would like to move about $40,000 per year to Roths and thereby stay in the 12% bracket. Funds for taxes will come from the ordinary dividends and interest in our taxable investment account. The idea is to pay the tax on the funds once at a known and acceptable rate and avoid required minimum distributions and potential future tax increases. Roths seem to have more inheritance options and tax-free always sounds and feels good. We should be able to get everything moved in 6 or 7 years. But it will be completed before we turn 70. Is there any downside to this move? Do you have any recommendations? Wow, that was a short question. That was a very long question requiring a very long answer and a lot more diligence because I believe you to be on a good track. But things that enter my mind is why wouldn't you not do that and postpone taking your Social Security to guarantee 40, 50, 60, 70% more inflation-adjusted income, and rather than pay tax on Roth conversions, take money out of your taxable account to live on while you defer. That might be one downside. There are others. Another downside is the potential taxation on that Social Security. It may not be the 12% bracket if you kick your Social Security into one of the higher income tax brackets. It appears that you've got a handle on that, but I don't know. That could be a potential downside. There's lots of upsides, however, to what you're strategizing here, in particular if you're talking about legacy. So I think, Brad, you're a really smart guy, and I think you're on the right track, but I would want to do a more thorough analysis before I jumped into this one. Email me the specifics. I'll be happy to jump in with you.
Listening to the Biz Talk Radio.
Thank you.